Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting seventh, the first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser misplays the ball. That's an error on Houser. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw fires to first and has Landis trapped. There's the throw to Lump, who tags Landis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Smith reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Martin reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Robinson trying to get to third. Seaburn throws the ball into Causey, who tags Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. Causey moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Causey scores. Seaburn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hauser. Smith scores. Martin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Martin scores. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Causey moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Causey scores. Rivera goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano bunts towards the mound. Herbert juggles the ball. That's an error on Herbert. Stevens moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to third for the out. Pignatano moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pignatano scores. Shaw moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Frank Bauman now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Posada now playing right field. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Gene Stevens now playing left. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Fox scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Art Dittmar now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawler moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Lump reaches second base with a double. Posada moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Fox bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin is walked intentionally. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson now playing right field. Leo Posada now playing left field. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauman hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunkel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Pignatano, who tags Robinson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.